The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders, and on coming in from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban, meaning dedicated to God,' you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought what we'd do today is talk a little bit about the Pharisees, okay? Because there's several passages like this. And you notice, if you go to daily mass, you've heard these many times, passages in which Christ our Lord reserves his harshest words in the entire New Testament, not for the sinners, not for the prostitutes, not for the tax collectors. He reserves his harshest words for the scribes and the Pharisees. And it's tempting to think of the Pharisees as being the bad guys of the New Testament. But this wouldn't be fair, and it wouldn't be accurate. You know what the Pharisees were? They were just a reform movement within Judaism. That's all they were. It all began in the days after the Babylonian exile. And just to jog your memory, if you don't remember about the Babylonian exile, lowest point in the history of the people of Israel was the Babylonian exile, where for 50 years they were held captive. They lost the promised land. Prophets warned them, gotta keep God's law, or God's gonna purify you and you're not gonna like it. But they didn't listen to the prophets. And they were taken prisoner to Babylon for 50 years. When they got back from Babylon after being in captivity, a lot of the Jews said to themselves, "We're never going to let anything like that ever happen again. We are going to follow every single law of God right down to the letter." And these became the Pharisees. The Pharisees comes from a Hebrew word, pharashim. It just means set apart. And it might surprise you to know that pretty much every devout Jew in the entire country was a Pharisee, including Jesus Christ, including the Blessed Mother, including St. Paul, and most of the apostles, right? Pretty much every devout Jew in the time of our Lord was a Pharisee. So it's really not fair just to blanket condemn the Pharisees. The value of these passages, rather, is they show us what keeps us from God. Jesus doesn't condemn the Pharisees just for their sake. Jesus condemns the Pharisees for our sake. And when you hear these passages in which our Lord is condemning the Pharisees, you want to stop and ask, how am I like them? You see, it's tempting to put them down and think to yourself, "Yah, sure am glad I'm not like those Pharisees. I mean, they're trapped in their legalism and they don't know what's really important in life, and gosh, sure am glad I'm not like them." Be careful. That's how the Pharisees used to think. Jesus condemns the Pharisees because they substitute their own actions for the more important work of giving their heart to God. Jesus condemns the Pharisees because they substitute their own actions for the more important work of giving your heart to God. And we all do this. The task of giving your heart to God is the ongoing work of conversion. If you want to know how you're like a Pharisee, you know, ask yourself, where in my life do I put down entire groups of people and think to myself, better than they are? Think about your political divisions for just a moment in order to answer that question. Where in my life am I smug and self-satisfied, in which I think to myself, boy, I sure am glad I'm not like those people? Where in my life am I content just to carry out my task without putting my heart into it? And I say something to myself like, I've done enough. And you wipe your hands and walk away. Those are areas in which we're acting like Pharisees. Because one thing all those actions have in common, they all focus on ourselves and not on God. And that's the problem. That's the problem. Do you know what the heresy of Pelagianism was? Real briefly, just in case you don't know, it's a 5th century heresy. And essentially, Pelagianism said, I can get to God on my own without his grace just by being really good. The Pharisees were like proto-Pelagians. And we're all like that. Do you know what the real antidote to Phariseeism is? It's the virtue of humility. That's the virtue that helps you to realize you rely on God, you know, the same way that you rely on the air that you breathe. He's the source and origin of every good action, and all credit, including the ability to do good things, belongs to our Lord. It's the ongoing work of conversion, uprooting from your heart every false love, including a disordered love of yourself, and not placing so much confidence in your own good actions, but rather learning to worship God first and foremost from your heart. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to continue to do so. Saint Josephine Bakhita, pray for us.